Lisa Crown Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today we're going to be talking about the rules of rejection. The rules of rejection. I hope you have a paper and pen in front of you. I want you to write these things down. First and foremost, before we get down to the five rules, I just want to talk to you about rejection for a second. This is the topic. Like, I could put this in quotes right here. Rejection, rejection, rejection. The word comes up on every coaching call I have. People are constantly talking about it and analyzing it and have so much fear around it and so much energy going in the complete opposite direction of rejection, taking it so personally, getting so, you know, bringing their energy down about it, getting upset about it, not recovering from it, scared to confront it again, avoiding people that they know rejection is coming from, just completely going out of their mind over this word. In fact, the word gives people anxiety. So today, I want to take a moment to give you five rules that I want you to put into your business today. Start now, okay? I hope your paper and pen is ready, because here we go. Rule number one, acceptance. I want you to accept the fact that rejection is coming. If you're in any sales-based business, it doesn't matter what you're selling, okay? You could be selling Barbie dolls, rugs on the corner, you could sell title insurance, you could sell home warranties, you can sell properties, loans, it doesn't matter. Anything that you're selling, okay? You could be selling Kirby vacuums. Whatever you're selling, you have to accept the fact rejection is coming. It is part of the gig. If you don't want rejection, if it's not your thing, I encourage you to get out of sales. You got to, because that's part of, it's part of the deal. It's part of what you sign up for. You know, if you do another, like let's say you're a hygienist, there's no rejection there. You're just going to work on teeth all day long. Okay. Which is great. And nobody's going to be rejecting you. So if you want sales, accept rejection. Right now, accept it and swallow it. And just know, rejection's coming. Own it. Number two, rule number two. Know this. The rejection is going to come like I had just stated. But I want you to utilize when you're doing your prospecting and making your calls as practice. Practice on the people, whether they're going to reject you or not. Practice, because remember, the only way to get good and master your craft is to practice, to do it over and over and over and over and over again. Think of any sport athlete, right? These people in the NFL and the NHL and NBA, these people are not amazing, talented human beings because all they do is show up for game time. They practice. So number two rule is practice as much as you possibly can on your people, on the targets you're going after, on the people you want to get business from. Because if anything, if there's any takeaway, you might get rejected, but my God, you got to practice on them. So truly, that's a win. Rule number three, when you're figuring out that the conversation is going in the direction where you're starting to get rejected, just know questions are powerful. Be a curious George. Ask away, okay? These are human beings you're connecting and talking to. It's okay to ask questions. When someone says, oh, I'm not interested in that tool or that idea, you could say, have you tried it? And they go, no, I'm just not that interested. Do you have something similar to it? No. What if it took me 18 seconds to explain how this product could actually help you get 3 to 10 more transactions? Would you be less interested? So it's asking questions. You know, if someone goes, I tried it, it's not my thing. May I ask why? Nah, it just didn't really work for me. How many times did you send it out? Once. How many people did you send it to? Oh, 200. Okay, maybe try it again. Maybe this time you send it to 300. See if your results are better. It's the willingness to ask the questions. And you ask questions when you feel the curiosity tinge inside. Find it in there. Be a curious George. Rule number four. Number four rule is combat the no. Get in there. They're already a solid no. What's the worst that can happen if you combat it? They say no again, you're in the same place. Got news for you. So many people in business are not expecting someone to truly combat the no. Why? Because most people accept the no because they're scared to death of it. You know, it's kind of like a bully. You don't look up to, you don't say to the bully, okay, no problem, bye-bye. Right? They always say, stand up. Stand up, use your voice. Combat the no. Go for it. Challenge them. You know, it's not about being rude or edgy or, you know, the wrong vibe or not being yourself. I'm not saying that. I'm saying get a combat the no script written down. I give it in my coaching programs. It's so, so important. Write it down and practice it over and over and over again so it rolls off your tongue where it feels really good and really natural. Okay? Combat the no. You got nothing to lose. Nothing. And number five, I always say with every rejection comes a lesson. What's your takeaway? You don't walk away from getting rejected by somebody and just beat yourself up over it. I want you to walk away with that rejection. If you couldn't get past the combat the no, just hashtag double combat the no. That's a whole nother thing that we can get into later. But if you can't get past the no and it's a solid no and you get rejected, what is the lesson in it? What's your takeaway? Were you, you know, rushy? Were you nervous? Did you not ask enough questions? Did you not have a great rebuttal for one thing that they said? Write it down. Go figure out what the rebuttal is. Practice it over and over again. There's a lesson in every rejection, every single time. So I just want to encourage you to identify what that is. Because when we learn from, if you want to call it, you know, for whatever reason, it didn't come out as smooth, or maybe you said too many ums, or you didn't have a great comeback, or you lost your words a little bit, or you got nervous. So what? So what? I would rather you do that all day long than wait to pick the phone up to do it perfect. Wait to pick the phone up because you're waiting for them not to reject you. All that overthinking stuff. Remember, we don't want to do any of that stuff. It doesn't serve you. So find the lesson in it. That to me is a huge win. All right, you guys, that was five great tips and takeaways for rules about rejection. Rejection is coming, and it's okay that it is, okay? When you're in sales, it's bring on the rejection. It gives you more chance to practice, get better, get stronger, and master your craft. All right, everybody. So DJ, start playing us some tunes here while we kick off. Remember, you can follow me on Lisa Crown Facebook and LinkedIn, or at Coach Elsie on Instagram. I also would really appreciate if you click subscribe on my podcast. That really means a lot to me. So thank you so much. I hope you have a fierce day being productive. Look out for that ROI. What you put in is what you want to get out. Do the hustle, and we'll see you next time.